You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
There are some crime statistics just out that DNA evidence probably can't explain. According to new federal data, about half of all drug arrests in 2011 and 2010 were for marijuana use. But even though usage rates for marijuana are similar among whites and blacks, black Americans, according to these data, were nearly four times as likely to be arrested for marijuana possession. Joining us is Carl Hart, professor of psychology at Columbia University. He's a drug researcher. He also is author of the forthcoming book, High Price, A Neuroscientist's Journey of Self-Discovery That Challenges Everything You Know About Drugs and Society. Welcome, Carl.
Good to hear from you.
So these data don't really explain anything regarding use patterns. It's an arrest pattern that I'm wondering if what you're seeing here is targeting individual neighborhoods, or if it's just being black means you're more likely to get stopped and frisked and then arrested if you are caught with possession.
Well, as you know, in New York, these numbers are not surprising. We've known this for some time in New York. I think the interesting thing about these data is that it's nationwide. And that's not surprising either. It's just that it's where police put their enforcement efforts in black communities primarily.
And what is the corrective here? I mean, would you expect there to be an increase in arrests in white communities, white neighborhoods, or would a fairer option to basically be to back off on marijuana altogether? It is being decriminalized, if not legalized, in all kinds of places around the U.S.
Well, I think one of the things I try and point out in my book is that a fairer option would be to decrease the arrest for drugs in general. So it's not only marijuana. If we look at other drugs, the same sort of pattern occurs. And so we need to maybe decriminalize all drugs.
What do you think the impact is of having a four times greater rate of arrest probability for blacks versus whites? What's the impact of that on neighborhoods and communities?
Well, we're talking about marijuana arrests here, but if we go across the board with many crimes, we'll see the same sort of pattern occur. So drugs are just one tool, or drug policy is just one tool by which we use in this country to further marginalize black folks.
Yet the federal data here suggests that the federal government and Barack Obama leading the pack here is being more aggressive, not less aggressive, than in dealing with marijuana and drug crime.
Well, that's the case with each president. I mean, before Barack Obama, George Bush was harsher than Clinton. Before Clinton, Clinton was harsher than the Bush previous to him. So the war on drugs just continues to escalate. And so the concern that we all have is, when will it end?
And what do you think the cost is of pursuing this particular policy?
Well, the costs are not bared to the same extent by each groups of people. So the cost is primarily borne in this case by black folks. And the cost to them, of course, is that people get blemishes on their records and then they are not allowed to get jobs they have a decreased likelihood of getting jobs. And so the cost to that community is clear. Now, the cost to other communities like law enforcement, there aren't any costs. In fact, there are benefits because you increase their budgets. They have jobs, a wide range of things. So we need to understand that there are a lot of people who are benefiting from this sort of policy.
The question is, with statistics like this, is there a possibility of a real legal challenge if it can be shown that racial bias is systematically used in deciding whom to arrest for marijuana charges or whom to basically ignore? Carl Hart, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Carl Hart is a professor of psychology at Columbia University. He's a drug researcher and author of the forthcoming book, High Price, A Neuroscientist's Journey of Self-Discovery That Challenges Everything You Know About Drugs and Society.